So book distribution, right? It's quite actually an amazing service, because it's actually service that's in the mood of the gopis. Everybody thinks that the mood of the gopis is the siddha, deha, and siddha sarup, and imagining myself as a peacock in the spiritual world, going, and all this crazy stuff. But actually, the giving of Krishna consciousness is actually the closest to the mood of the gopis that you can get in this world. Because this is what the gopis say in a Gopi Gita. They're not glorifying that person who is sitting there chanting 2-3 lakhs. They're glorifying that person who is distributing this wealth of knowledge called Krishna consciousness. Because we're connecting people. So book distribution isn't simply just selling a book. It's actually bringing somebody as an offering to the lotus feet of the Lord, which makes it quite a substantial accomplishment. Because in the material world, there's so many souls suffering. And even when I was just in Kazakhstan, I was in the hospital. I had food poisoning. And I mean, you've never been... I thought India hospitals were bad, but Kazakhstan hospital was like... I mean, so much suffering. I was throwing up in the ambulance, and then they kicked me out of the ambulance because I threw up in the ambulance, and apparently you're not supposed to. And then they put me in this, like, in this room with, like, this mattress, and there was dried blood all over the mattress, and then they're like, yeah, it's totally clean and okay, no problem. And then some guy was suffering next to me, and I was thinking, the material world is like this. Just suffering everywhere you go. And so the importance is to actually go out and give people Krishna. Because like Prabhupada said, you know, chant Hare Krishna and stay high forever. And book distribution is just convincing people to surrender to the Yuga Dharma, which is chanting. That's all we're doing. It's Prabhupada said my books are recorded kirtans, you know. So book distribution, everybody's so scared of book distribution, you know. Oh, it's so difficult, and people say no, and, you know, people get mad at you, and they say, and all these different things. But actually, every time somebody says no, and every time somebody is mean, actually, it's quite nice, because it's the false ego leaving. Slowly, 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 you know. The first reason we go out on book distribution is for self-purification. We go out to purify ourselves of all of our anarthas. We go out to purify ourselves of all of our unwanted desires, all of our false ego, right? So it's actually quite nice when people say no. They're doing such a nice service for us. You know, they're actually helping us progress in the path of bhakti when they don't even know it. So that's the first reason why we go out, you know, on book distribution, is for self-purification so that we can make some advancement. So we can have some realizations about the importance. Anybody know the next reason why we go out? Anyone? Gopal? Choo-choo? Anybody? Well, the second reason we go out is because, well, we know it pleases Srila Prabhupada. It's like, you ask anybody and they'll say, I love Srila Prabhupada, I love Krishna, I love Gaur Nitai, I love Radha Gopinath, right? But the actual word love, actually, it's an action. It's an action word, right? It's not that you just sit there and don't do anything, and that's how we prove our love, right? So we prove our love for Prabhupada, and we prove our love for Krishna by going out and telling people about Krishna, how wonderful Krishna is, and how beauty. In this way, we're attracting Krishna's attention. And in this way, we're winning the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in today's little seminar, it won't go too long, is basically you're going to get shown how to distribute a Bhagavad Gita based on its merits, right? How to distribute the Bhagavad Gita as it is, not how you think it should be, or not how you wish it was, but just basically using the Gita itself. Because Prabhupada made it so easy. Everything is present in the Bhagavad Gita to be able to distribute that book very nicely. So, and then let's see what happens. You know, because remember, it's Purusottamamas. Distribute one book, it's like distributing 10,000 books this month, right? It's unlimited advancement is here this month. I mean, you pay one obeisances in front of the deity, it's like paying 10,000 obeisances. Offer one ghee lamp, it's like 10,000 ghee lamps for this month. So just go and give one book to somebody, you just made your whole life worthwhile, because it's like 10,000 people getting books. Okay? So, who here has distributed a Bhagavad Gita before? It's not so hard. Even in Canada, they've done Bhagavad Gitas. I've done them in Vancouver. It was quite easy. Even one of these little towns up to Sharanagati, I did books once. Me and some devotees. It's easy, right? The thing is about the books that we have to understand is, one, Prabhupada says, what will your 2 minutes of preaching do? They will hear and go away. If they touch my book, if they look at my book, the person distributing my book, all of them benefit eternally. So the first thing we have to get off of is the platform of thinking we're the doer, the platform of attachment to actually somebody taking a book, because regardless whether they touch the book, they see the book, everyone's making advancement. So without that in mind, you're going out, and when you're distributing a Bhagavad Gita, you're just leaving people with a favorable impression of Krishna. Right? So this is what we're going to learn today, how to leave people with a favorable impression of Krishna. Because people think we're a little bit, okay, strange, okay, you know, we run around in diapers and, you know, shaved heads, and we, you know. I once gave a seminar. It was called, "Is That Toothpaste on Your Forehead?" It was at a youth retreat, you know, and I had to explain to new people that what this tilak is, because people think. But the one thing they will always remember is how nice we are. Right? So if everybody could stand up and form two lines, everyone stand up, form two lines.
Yeah. Two lines, one facing each other. Okay, yeah. It's not the military, how do you always say sharp apology? Okay. Okay, so we're going to hand out just this line right here. Just by the this line. Yeah. It's easy. We're going to walk you right through it. I mean, I have a picture on my computer I meant to bring today. In Kazakhstan, we went out on Sankirtan, and there's a one-year-old little girl, devotee girl, Nalini, who went out with us, and she distributed 10 books that day. You know, and she would just go up to people and was, you know, waddling around the duck and just pull the book out. And people would come to money, you know. I wish I could. So first, the most important thing about book distribution is stopping people, right? That's the most important part, is stopping people. And I'll give you a surefire way to stop people. Hi! And a smile. Try it. Everyone out with your partner, try it. Just say hi and wave.
Hi!
Right? It's quite nice. Instead of this, like, you know, everybody's seen that one book distributor out there. No, you make sure you smile. Smile. And then you ask them, are you from Brussels? Everyone ask them. No. So what happens if they say no? You say, great, you qualify for one of our books. Right? And if he says yes,
great,
you qualify for one of our books. Right? So then try that. So you guys are going to distribute to these people.
So hi.
Okay. See how easy it was. Right? No matter what they say, they say yes, you give them a book. They say no, you give them a book. Just give them a book. Right? Okay. Yeah. See? So they just take it back. Then you say to them, well, this book is about stress. You don't look stressed out. Are you stressed? Do you know about stress? You ask them that, so. You sit there and you tell them, you say, many famous people have read this book. Gandhi, Barack Obama. I mean, I don't know if you want to quote him, but, you know, so many people, even Papa Nazara in Kazakhstan has a copy of this book. So you tell them, so many famous people have read this book, right? And to make your life even easier, Srila Prabhupada has, the BBT has made it so that in the front of the book, it tells you all the famous people. All you have to do is show it to them. That Hopkins and McGregor and Powell and everything is right there. See? Book distribution for dummies. It's really easy. Anyone can do it.
You can be a host.
Okay. Right? So everybody's asking that. Pretty easy. So, from the beginning, what do? We stop them and we smile. Right? Smile during the whole thing and you smile. Right? That's it. This is, you just make them feel warm, make them feel inviting, make them feel like you're not going to kill them. You know? Or you're not going to rob them blind. You know? Like, that you're actually generally interested in their life. We are. Right? So, once you tell them that, you say, do you know yoga?
Yoga.
So you tell them, okay, there's different types of yoga. This yoga is yoga of the heart.
This yoga.
It's about developing love. It's really easy.
Yeah.
All right. Then this is like a really condensed seminar compared to my Shastra approach, but all right. Then you show them. See, the BBT did such a nice job. They made all these pretty pictures for us. This one's falling apart. But then you take this. Yeah. You take this page where it's changing bodies, and you ask them, "Where are you in this? Where are you in this picture?" Changing bodies. And you're doing that, you're connecting the person to the book.
Right?
Yeah, and you explain to them that this is the cycle of birth and death, that everybody has to die eventually. Right?
This is the cycle of birth and death.
And you can go to this one, you can turn it over to the next page. There's somebody meditating. And like, this yoga teaches us about how to look at the good in everyone. You look at the good, how to see the soul as an individual in everyone. Nice and simple, very easy. Then if you go over to the next page, there's this picture of this yogi, right? And you can say, this guy's been here for a while meditating.
Yeah,
you can do it however you want. No, I don't like this picture, that's why I always like, but I really wish the BBT would take that picture out, you know, but it's in there, so we might as well have fun with it. So then you close the book back up. Can you close the book back up? No, and you keep it in their hands, and you say, and you just simply say, we do not sell these books at all. We don't sell these books. We just simply ask for a donation. Right? And they'll say, well, what's the difference? They'll say, what's the difference between paying for it and a donation? And all you do is tell them that with spiritual things, right? Money is given in spiritual matters to complete the cycle of karma, to give positive karma out of the experience. We ask money to increase piety, so you get good piety. So you get good action from it. It works. It's to bring good luck.
Just use it.
And then you ask him, how much would you pay for this book? It's a little mantra that I always use. I always say, there's no minimum, but there's also no maximum, right? When people ask me how much they are, I say 1,000 euros. And 1,000 euros, and people start laughing, and it's just kind of like, you know, kind of jokes, kind of loosens them up a little bit. Right? So how much would you pay for this book?
How much would you pay?
How much
would
you pay? 20 euros? 20 euros, 10 euros, 5 euros. Yeah. And you say, wow, how did you know you should? Those are the exact. Though it costs it, it takes to print these books. Well, this is the exact cost. And then you exchange the work with the lakshmi. And then comes the most important part. Well, besides the thank you, this is the most important part. You ask them, do you believe in the power of prayer? Right? So I'm going to teach you a prayer that will relieve stress in your life. And then you just repeat the Mahamantra to them, word for word. So you just say,
Yeah,
that's what you do it once with him. You give it to the distributor again.
Right? Who resides on Krishna's chest?
Lakshmi.
There you go. So money will always be there. Trust me, Krishna will always make sure DBT get paid. Krishna will always make sure. I've been distributing books 20-something years. Never have I had a debt, ever. Because it's just about preaching. Prabhupada said, if you preach, money will come. Right? I remember one time I was out distributing in Africa. And I was, I think it gave out like 120 free books one day to like Africans in the townships. And then the next day I went out on book distribution and somebody gave like 500 or 600 euro for a book. And said, give these little ones to everyone for free that you come in contact with. And I was like, well, I did that yesterday. So you see, Krishna provides money. Like, Krishna provides everything for us. We don't have to stress about, oh God, DBT, and he's the God. Book distribution is fun. It's devotional service. Devotional service is joyfully performed with the Swami says. So we should have fun at it. Because how attractive is it if you're like,
yeah, here you go. Yeah, you don't have enough money? Oh, okay, bye.
One, it defeats the whole purpose of the donation. Because we're asking for donations, so then if somebody offers 1 euro, you can't say, no, that's not enough, because then it's not a donation anymore. Then it's like, you're actually having a price on the thing. Right? So, I feel it's a little dishonest to say that, so then you just hand them a small book.
I've actually seen one case where somebody said, give us a donation, and the guy gave you like 1 rupee, and you objected, said that you're a guy, I'm not going to do it, or anyone from society. But you told me donation is fine.
Yeah. If you say donation, you have to be prepared to accept whatever they give you. You can say that, well, usually people give this much donation for one of the bigger books, so you're going to take a smaller book. Because also we have to print books, and we gave everybody giant books for like 50 cents, and we have no books, and we have no money to print. So, people think, some people have common sense, and some don't, it's like that. But the main thing is, that I try and tell people when they're going out on book distributions, don't run after people, right? If people say they don't have any time, just, okay, have a nice day, why run after them? All you're going to do is irritate them, Just, don't be forceful. Don't, things like that. Just be nice and pleasant and just, let them see that we're not just fanatical people in bedsheets, that we're actually humans that actually feel that compassion for them. And actually feel that we want to help people. Right? This is the attitude we have to come. Srila Prabhupada says we should go to soul, begging people to take to this Krishna consciousness movement. So we go into people in the mood of a beggar. Right? That's it. Begging. Please just take this little book. It'll change your life forever. You will never be the same. You read one page, you'll never be the same. And you'll see people will do it. People will see if you're enthusiastic, they'll become enthusiastic. If you're, looking like somebody's forcing you with a gun to your head to go out there, then you'll see a result more than that. Almost nobody will come and talk to you. Right? So everybody has an idea of how to distribute? Okay. So we'll collect up all the books and then we'll talk for a few more minutes and then bus, finish. I told you, in and out, my method of, class.
That's good. That's a good question. Knee surgery. Sometimes you have people that come with opposing questions, right? And some people just want to argue. You can tell after 2 minutes, if somebody wants to argue or somebody's really sincere. But the biggest thing is to talk from your heart, right? Quoting all these Sanskrit verses and all the, these people, people on the street don't know what Sanskrit is. You're like, Sarvadarva Pradijajam, and they're just like, what is this? Is this Arabic? What is this? You just speak from the heart and you tell people how Krishna consciousness has affected your life. That's the most positive preaching it can be. It's like, you know, not trying to sound like a pundit. You know, if somebody wants to know about how the world was created and this and that, and okay, first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Boss, we have them downstairs ready to distribute. Here you go, this book is perfect for that. This book will answer all your questions, because if I was to sit and answer all your questions, we'd be here for years. So take this book if you want to know more about this subject matter. I mean, that's why you try and use things, words, phrases that are non-threatening, like yoga, right? Yoga is big now. Even bhakti is big. Even like, you know, I was on my flight, you know, to Russia one time, and the person sitting next to me, I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the person sitting next to me was asking, oh, what is this? Oh, it's bhakti yoga. Oh, I know about bhakti. I read about it on the internet, and it's right now yoga is very powerful. Stress, self-development, self-realization is huge. Positive thinking, you know, positive energy, you know, we got to get the energy positive. You find ways to connect to people, you know, you ask them a little bit about themselves. Like I always ask people, I stop people, Madhu Gopal saw me do this during a marathon. I stop people, excuse me, are you a rock star? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, you should be, you know. But anyway, you know, I have these books, you know, and just stop and you talk to them, right? You don't get to know their whole life. And then the most important thing is you get their contact information afterwards. If they take a book and they feel comfortable to give you their email address, their Facebook, their Instagram, Tumblr, all MySpace, Gmail, Google Plus, all these different things, right? And you use this as a cultivation. Right? It's not that we just let the book go out and then, okay, Krishna, it's up to you. We actually, cultivation process, that's where we're terrible at. We just distribute thousands of books and then we never see these people again instead of cultivating them slowly, slowly, slowly. And that's what we're trying to get more in the mood of now is cultivation. So when people present opposition questions to me, I mean, I answer them to the best of my ability. When people say, well, why are you a vegetarian? It's not bona fide. And then, well, you know, the Ten Commandments say thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say in fine print only humans. It just says thou shalt not kill. You know, so, I mean, I just use common sense answers to deal with it. Not huge philosophical, you know, debates. I remember one time one devotee, he went out on book distribution, and he got into a 45-minute debate with somebody, you know, on the street, right? And he didn't even notice that I kept on going into his backpack that was around his, you know, on his back and taking out books to distribute. And in those 45 minutes, we did all of his books just to prove a point that, you know, Two, three minutes. If the person wants to argue, oh, you're going to hell, Jesus, you know, is the only way, well, thank you very much. You have a good day. God bless you. Don't waste your time, you know? I mean, you meet these type of people. I mean, I remember in D.C. Rath Yatra, I met two women, and one of them kept on yelling at me, you're going to hell! And I was a southern lady, and I was just like, oh, okay. And she's like, you're going to hell. And she kept on going on and on and on about it, right? And the other woman was pretty interested. And then finally I said, see, this is why nobody wants to come to church, is because you tell them they're going to hell. We're telling them just come how you are and we'll accept you and we'll just try and help you in your life. But no, you're damning people. And then, you know, she got all mad. You're going to hell. And, you know, this and that. Some people you just can't argue with. But they see the picture on the book. And as Prabhupada said, these pictures of windows to the spiritual world, right? From immediately from coming in contact, that the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotion, is starting to be sowed and starting to be sprouted, right? And this is great. I mean, I meet people all the time, and they're like, excuse me, oh, I don't take these books. I'm Muslim. Oh, yeah, we have Muslim books. And I hand them like A Science of Self-Realization. I say, yeah, all the Muslim people take these books. Perfect for Muslim people, you know, like, I mean, it's just about connecting people and getting people past the stereotypes and their external, you know, features and their external hang-ups, you know, and that's what we are going out to do. So does everybody feel comfortable that they can distribute a Bhagavad Gita now? I do. I feel comfortable. I mean, you know, And now is the time of the year where we start up the Sankirtan Saturdays again. Now is the time where we have our college kids coming, and then we all go out on Sankirtan for the day, and, you know, we do 700 books in one day or whatever, and, like, have Harinam and all the fun. Hari Priya went last time, and she had a great time. I think she did a couple books, too. She had a great time. It brings energy into the community when we perform Sankirtan. It brings life. Otherwise, it's like you come to Mangalarati and you have a pillow because it's like going to sleep, you know? You go in there and it's like Samsara Dharva and everybody's like, you know? But you have preaching going and it brings so much energy. The devotees become happy. Everyone becomes ecstatic. Everyone becomes really peaceful. Everyone becomes very appreciative of one another. And in this way, we all help each other go back to Godhead, and we take as many people as possible, right? So this is the first step in our series of book distribution lectures in Radhadesh. It's usually once a month on Fridays. Sometimes it's a play. Sometimes it's somebody singing a guitar. Sometimes it's something silly that I think of. This is the beginning. So if you've never gone out before, that's great. If you have gone out before, that's great. If you're scared to go out, that's great too. Right? Because this feeling of being scared can actually give us more dependence on Krishna. More dependence on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? More dependence on the process of Krishna consciousness, the Vaishnavas. And this is what we're trying to do. Any questions, comments, political statements, talks about the weather, anything? Yes? Small. How do you distribute a small book? Same exact way. Just the same exact thing. You use the key phrases, like the intro to the Bhagavad Gita. You just tell them this book is about yoga, it's about stress. All our books are really simple because the BBT really did a great job designing it because everything you need to know is on the back of the book. Like, you can literally just read off the back of the book to distribute it to somebody. But we all know what these are about. Science of Self-Realization. What's this book about? How to realize who you are. Right? What is it? Path of Perfection. Right? Well, we've followed so many material paths in our lives, and now we have a path that's perfect, that's unchanged, that will benefit us, and benefit us, all everyone who's around us, all our loved ones and all the ones we don't love. Everyone will become benefited. Right? So, I mean, it's just how you connect to people, you know? It's like the teachings of Queen Kunti. Amazing book. They should translate it into Dutch and print it. Because I don't know, so many ladies love this book. And all I do is tell them, it's a book about a woman who has so much love in her heart. And despite all bad things that happen to her, this love never disappears. And this is what the whole book is about. Queen Kunti's love for Krishna. It's just about how you package it and give it to somebody. Because we can do the same thing. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, you're going to hell. You know, we can be this fanatical people also, you know. But we don't want to be that. You know, that's not our camp. Our camp is not fanatical. Our camp is connecting. So the same way you distribute a big book, you distribute a little book. Is that you just connect the person. That's all book distribution is. It's about connecting relationships. And getting people to understand things. And putting yourself in their position. That's how I do it. You know, I just look at the person, figure out what they're doing with their life in a few minutes, and connect them somehow. Whether they're an artist, I pull out a Veda's book. If they're into philosophy, Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. If they're into yoga, you know, Path of Perfection, Signs of Self-Realization, Journey of Self-Discovery, so forth. And just connect them. And everybody loves to eat. Cookbooks galore. We all love cookbooks, you know? Cookbooks, you know, so you just have to find a way to connect everyone. So that's how. And you're doing so much books here already, Yara Rani, so I know what she's talking about. She does so many sets and stuff here. So, any other questions, comments? Okay, well, tomorrow's our first Sankirtan Saturday. I don't know what's going on yet. But if it falls through with the festival, then we'll go to Maastricht and go out on books. And if you know, I don't know what's up with the festival yet, if anything's arranged, so I always make up a back. It's part of my military training, you know. You always have like a plan A and then a contingency operation. So the contingency operation is to go to is bombard Maastricht. They haven't seen us in a few months. So to go and just start bombarding them. And if you're not from here, just take some books with you when you leave and go distribute books in your home. It's about a lot of people doing a little bit to help the Sankirtan mission. And that's it. 45 minutes, boss. Any other questions? Nothing. Do you have a Bhagavad Gita? Not yet. You should take one. Today, you should take one. You should take one. And your friend, do you have a Bhagavad Gita? Wow, two people without Bhagavad Gitas. So you learn how to distribute them. Now you have to have one. It just kind of goes hand in hand. But Yadarani will make sure you get one before you leave. Dutch or Dutch? Oh, we just printed a brand new Bhagavad Gita in Dutch. Very nice, soft back, very pretty. Yadarani did part of the layout. So she'll connect you, no problem. And if you really want, we have a whole Srimad Bhagavatam set. No problem. But that's what it is, it's just connecting. So if there are no other questions, I guess it's now time for bhajans and Mangal Arati tomorrow for some all of us. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vind ki jai, Ananta Rupa Prabhu ki jai. Hey, I had to get you, you know? It's like...
Katie, wow, you were waiting for the dollar sign.